The Rio Dell City Council held their regular meeting on Tuesday, February 18th, after a study session that included a presentation by Allison Talbot of PG&E regarding the high energy use tax instituted by Arcata. Other cities and the county are considering implementing a similar tax designed to target residences using 600% over the baseline amount, which typically are commercial marijuana grows. Arcata has experienced a sharp decline in the number of residents using that large amount of power, which also means that they will not be getting the tax revenue that they have counted on in their current budget. Rio Dell and other areas are concerned that the commercial grow operations will simply relocate to places that don't have a similar tax. The city approved having PG&E pull the usage data that would show how many residences in the area would be subject to the high energy tax before deciding on next steps. New Rio Dell police officer Dimitri Gavrish was sworn in during the meeting. He has worked as a reserve officer in Rio Dell in the past and most recently as an officer in Ferndale for 7 months. The council moved to sell 4 properties as surplus that include former city water wells, including Monument Springs, a well on Bellevue, and 2 wells at the former Eel River sawmill site. The well water is reportedly very high in manganese and iron, but are valuable as a source of non-potable water for irrigation or commercial use, particularly during times of extreme drought, such as now. The Rio Dell School District is transferring ownership of property currently used for the tennis courts, Little League ball field, restrooms, parking lot, and a small park area to the city. Rio Dell agreed to pay for a survey, any legal expenses for the transfer, and the cost of fencing the property. A public hearing date of March 4th was set to approve a 66% increase in building permit fees in order to make the program self-supporting, as well as pay for professional insurance on behalf of Arnold Kemp, who has been operating as the city building inspector without any professional insurance for many years now. Rio Dell plans on reimbursing 60% of the costs, which totals approximately $2,000, with Ferndale paying the remaining amount of the annual bill so that none of the cost for the standard business insurance would fall on the contractor. It is standard that a contractor buys their own insurance, but according to City Manager Jim Stretch, this is not a special deal for a particular person because the city would consider paying the insurance costs for any other contractor.
I'd just like to say this is not a special deal for a special person. This is part of the cost that this contractor would incur. And because of the paucity of work that occurs here in the city, it ends up being a good part of his income to pay for that insurance. We had originally proposed that he would be responsible for it. That certainly is an option. Council has talked about that. But there just isn't enough money coming from, there's about, on an average, maybe $25,000 of fees if you take a bunch of years and you average them. And if you end up with $2,000 of that paying insurance, now that doesn't work for this particular contractor. We're reimbursing 60% of it as proposed. And if we had another contractor and it was the same situation, it'd be the same recommendation.
Currently, the cost of a building permit for an average 1,280 square foot residence is $2,812. After the proposal is approved, that will increase to $4,667. Changes to the current home occupation and cottage industry regulations were discussed and are expected to be on the next council agenda for approval. Most of the discussion revolved around whether a home business should be allowed to have a sign out front. The current sign regulations allow for signs and nameplates within certain limitations in residential areas. However, if a home occupation or cottage industry permit is granted, then signs are not allowed. The Planning Commission had recommended allowing signage for permitted home businesses consistent with the existing sign regulations, but the City Council chose to keep the rule that no signs or nameplates be allowed in residential areas. A member of the public stated the city should be encouraging people to start home businesses rather than imposing restrictions.
I think we're overthinking it. I mean, if people want to work from their home, I think we should encourage it. I don't know that many people around. I mean, if they're ambitious, hell, let them go on with it. They want to put a sign up, let them put a sign. That's between them and their neighbor. I mean, I don't really know too many people in Greendale that are starting businesses out of their house that, I mean, I don't know. I think if they want to put a sign, let them put a sign. If they want to work out of their house, or let them do it. I mean, we should encourage it. It'd be good. I'd like to see more people around here working and not, you know, living off the system myself, but that's just my opinion.
The next City Council meeting will be Tuesday, March 4th at 6:30 p.m. This has been Sharon Wolf for the RioDelTimes.com reporting for KMUD Radio.